Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm standing in for Arnie Gitomer, who's off this weekend. With me here in the studio is Don Goldberg. Also with us is Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, who's here on behalf of Nature's Way. And we've been talking to him about probiotics, but perhaps there's a couple of other Nature's Way products that we might want to discuss, but a little bit later on. What do you say, Don?
Well, actually, yes, Sam. I think, you know, we could continue talking about just this these probiotic Primadophilus for the whole show, and it's very tempting to do so. We haven't even mentioned all of them yet, but we did mention their impact on the immune system. And talking about the immune system, we're coming up on the cold and flu season, okay? And I really think that while we have Dr. Brown with us, we should touch on a couple of products that are sort of unique to Nature's Way, and products that I've personally had great success with when it comes to cold and flu. So I'm going to invite Dr. Brown to at least give a brief overview of Umka, and a Sambucol apparently is back in the Nature's Way line. I'm a little bit confused as to where we stand on the Sambucol. Maybe you could also...
Yeah, let's start with Sambucol first. There was a blip on the radar screen with... And you know, manufacturers, people, when you're sourcing products, Nature's Way, as would most quality supplement companies, are carefully testing their products. Ends up that there was... a manufacturing process that was occurring that wasn't being tested for, that Nature's Way actually found out about, and they decided, instead of selling Sambucol, many companies would just keep selling it because it's been out there, that they were going to recall it and make sure that this particular ingredient, which was a preservative, was actually removed. And so they've recalled the product, and they're sending the product out now with the correct labeling and that sort of thing. So it was a responsible move on their part, not a popular move, because a lot of people didn't expect that to happen. But the intent was to, you know, not be selling something that was misleading to the public. And so
we have it back in stock. So Wilner Chemist does have Sambucol back. And why is this so important? What is Sambucol?
Well, Sambucol is an elderberry. It's made from black elderberry, and it's the only elderberry syrup on the market that has been tested for shortening the duration and the severity of the flu. And there's been two published clinical trials that have actually been suggestive of the fact that when people at the beginning, the onset of their flu symptoms, if they start supplementing Sambucol, that it'll actually shorten the duration. No studies on prevention at this point. The mechanism of action for it are suggested that it may be useful to help prevent influenza, but most of the studies, or the two studies that have been published, have looked at actual treatment of the flu. And it's kind of a unique substance. There's active compounds in it that actually have been shown to actually kind of coat the outside of the spikes of the viruses that cause a flu and kind of make them incapable of binding to cells in the body and starting to set up that, you know, infectious cycle. So sort of an interesting, unique, natural way to help, speed up recovery from the flu. So that's kind of what Sambucol does.
So during the wintertime, is there any reason, any chemical contraindication to mixing Sambucol a pomegranate extract and the vodka of your martini together as a prophylactic to the cold.
Don, I had a feeling that we were going to get into the mixologist phase of our interview. It always ends up there.
What about the umka? Where does the umka come into play?
Well, umka is my favorite. And by the way, Sambucol and umka are both terrific products to have. They're medicine cabinet products because they're products that are best taken when a person starts to notice symptoms. But umka covers a little broader spectrum. Most, when we look in the medical community, we talk about acute respiratory infections, which can go to a cold sometimes, they can go to a flu sometimes. But at the beginning, sometimes when people are getting that congested sort of a feel, they need something that'll help with the scratchy throat. Umka's terrific. And umka, which was previously only available in liquid forms, is now available finally in very good tasting chewable tablets. And there's also now a hot tea drink that's been made in a berry flavor and lemon flavor, kind of playing off almost the Theraflu kind of a concept. But umka's terrific. New study just published in the journal Explorer that shows that it also shortens the duration of the common cold when taken at the onset, but it's really great for bronchitis and also really terrific for tonsillitis in children. It's obviously not strep tonsillitis, but other forms of tonsillitis. So it's sort of my medical ace in the hole during the winter months. It's nice for people to take if they're traveling and that sort of thing. And obviously with the chewable tablet now, it's an easier way to get it onto the plane. You don't have to have it in your Ziploc bag.
So children can take it too?
Children can take it also. And as a matter of fact, Sam, when the product first came out, the labeling was down to only to the age of 6. And Nature's Way, I actually have worked really closely with them, that labeling is going to change very soon, and we're going to reduce it down to the age of 2. There's extensive studies that have been done in Europe and a very nice safety package. So as opposed to those over-the-counter cold remedies, they call them, I don't know if they're remedies, but that, you know, now that the FDA has come down on companies about and are being withdrawn, umka is a very nice alternative for children, and the labeling will reflect that in the upcoming months with that particular product.
Well, I know, you know, we've been using, well, I'll tell you what I do and what I recommend. I tell people, you know, don't get all hung up worrying about whether you have a cold or whether you have the flu. I just have them take both.
Well,
and you know, that works great. And I don't know whether it would also work as well choosing just one or just the other one, but I do know that taking them both, you know, as a combination just works wonderfully, so I don't mess with the success.
Yeah, and I also really like the immune, Sambucol immune formula. They added the zinc, the echinacea, and the propolis with the elderberry.
Right. I just wanted to also make, since we're on the topic of umka, also the fact that Nature's Way has come out with a product called umka cold and flu.
Okay.
Also, so for those people that don't want to have, you know, buy, purchase both the umka and the Sambucol, there is this new product. It's a studied homeopathic combination has been added to umka that actually has been shown to treat the flu also. So that's available as well.
Yeah, we have a nice display in both stores of all the different varieties of the umka products, so come and take a look at them. All right, listen, we've got a whole bunch of people waiting to talk to you, most of it about probiotics, so let's see if we could just answer one question before the next break. Let's talk to Rosemary from New Rochelle. How can we help you today, Rosemary?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm so confused after all these conversations. Dr. Brown, I have to compliment you. You're a terrific talker, terrific deliverer of information. You gentlemen also. My question is about the probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I want to buy is the one for that last woman who got on, who part of her intestine was removed, and you suggested one particular strain.
Mm-hmm.
What one was that?
It's called Roterite, Lactobacillus Roterite, R-R-E-U-T-E-R-I, and it's the Primodophilus Roterite.
And if I go into the store, they'll know what I'm talking about. Is
Wilmer
that correct?
Chemist will know well, what
you're
talking
about.
Depends
on which store you go into.
It's the one on Park Avenue?
No,
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. Very clever.
Okay. Primodophilus.
Very clever.
Yeah, you know, if you're from the West Coast or the Northwest, you say Roteri. If you're from Brooklyn, it's Roteri, okay?
Roteri. Don, I'll have my wife on next time. She's a Brooklyn girl.
Okay, all right.
I have to ask you, Dr. Brown, how do you, right now I take an acid bacillus, and I have that refrigerated. The whole family takes it. They seem it goes very well, but I like the product you were talking about even better because we're all getting a little older.
Well,
so
the,
I'm particularly interested in that.
Yeah.
How should I store that? In the fridge?
Refrigeration is the best. There are now products that are coming out that are shelf-stable. They're usually delivered in lower CFU counts. For instance, the Pearl product that we talked about. But the probiotics do best when they're refrigerated. And I've talked to probably most of the major.
I believe that, too.
And they say, yeah, that's the best way to store them.
You see, if you say that up in Boston, they think you want to go around in a circle, you know.
Well, there would be no R at the beginning.
Me too.
The Ruteri, as I call it, comes in veggie caps. It comes in a powder, I believe, and
right.
It also comes in the pearls, right?
Right.
Okay, so, that's a good question. And when should somebody take the various ones?
Well, if the pearl is really a convenience measure, it's for those people that want to, you know, slip their probiotic in their pocket and take it to work, or it's a nice delivery form if you're traveling, particularly in hot countries where you may be traveling during the summer to you know, Africa or someplace like that. Taking Ruteri in the pearl form is great because then you don't have to worry about refrigeration. The other ones are going to give you a higher concentration of not just the Ruteri but the other organisms that are in those products. So if a person wants to get a little bit more of an intensive amount, then go for the capsule, the enterocoated capsule, or the powder.
Now we do have to be careful though, just because Dr. Brown said that you slip it into your pocket, that doesn't mean that you don't eventually take it out of your pocket and swallow it, okay?
Right.
It's not transdermal.
It doesn't work just by slipping it into your pocket when you're traveling, okay,
yeah,
folks? But, you know, we got to be careful, Dr. Brown. We got people who take us literally here, you know.
I don't.
Okay, good for you.
I have more.
You have more? You have another question.
How do you take it? Do we take it when we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night? I've heard two different versions. And can I take that along with, say, like collagen or colostrum or multiple vitamin or a B vitamin?
Yeah, remember what I said. If you're taking a enteric-coated product, it doesn't matter when you take it. If you're taking a non-enteric-coated product, a powder or a capsule that's not enteric-coated, the best way to take it is probably real close to breakfast time, if not right after breakfast, because the stomach acid is going to have a tendency to be a little lower at that point.
Right. Thank you ever so much, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day. Get home, and there's a blizzard outside.
Take care.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rosemary.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid, and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Well, the number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about probiotics or questions for Dr. Brown, just give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes, and before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and the best professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, you ought to stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll also get great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now, we've got the full lines of Naturol, Twin Lab, Health from the Sun, Bioforce, Kyolic, Nature's Herbs, and others on sale at between 25 and 30% off list price. So stop by Wilner Chemists and take advantage of these terrific sale prices. And while you're there, be sure to pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemists mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address, and we'll mail you a copy. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's, and you can subscribe online.
You can visit either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back to the phones in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to The Wilner Window. And I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And speaking of Dr. Podell, wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert in both conventional medicine and alternative medicine? Someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do. Well, if you've been listening, you know that we have someone who fits that description right here in the studio, our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's now going to tell you a bit about his practice and how you can reach him.
Well, thanks very much, Sam. Those regular listeners know we do what we call integrative medicine, which we're trying to provide the best of conventional diagnosis and treatment together with holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. Today we're talking about lactobacillus. Turns out to have profound effects on helping GI problems, including Crohn's disease. Turns out to have profound effects on supporting the immune system. Our thesis is that conventional treatments are very good. Sometimes they have side effects. But they cannot often, in many cases of chronic illness, do it all by themselves. If we use natural products, which would include nutrition, include herbs, include lactobacillus, include mind-body therapies, we usually seem to do a much better job. So what we try to do is be aware of the conventional literature. And one reason I stay on the Wilner Window is because this makes me aware of all the breakthroughs in holistic medicine as well. And people who are interested in that approach, we are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. And people who want to reach us, our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Well, let's get right back to the phones. Let's talk to Estelle from Pelham, New York. How can we help you today, Estelle?
Hi. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for the wonderful program that you present every week. And also, I am a recipient of a kidney transplant, and I am I'm taking immunosuppressive drugs. And I would like to know if it's okay, then, to take the bifidobacteria and lactobacillus.
All right. Well, that is a medical question, Dr. Yeah. Podell. Want to start?
Well, it's partly medical, and partly Don knows the basic science of the lactobacillus. And the answer is probably so. There have been, particularly if we look at the Reuteri group, they seem to have been studied, at least in AIDS patients, which are immunosuppressed, and so that any risk might be quite minimal. However, there are case reports of endocarditis and arthritis and such, and where they have been infected with lactobacillus, these are not necessarily people who've been taking supplements because the lactobacillus is in our bowel as well. So there's a little bit more caution if you have a suppressed immune system from my perspective. But, Don, what do you have to say?
I agree with you 100%, and I think you need to work very closely with your physician and talk to the folks at Wilner again about those supplements, probably limiting, again, the diversity of organisms and focusing on those supplements where the primary organism in the probiotic has been studied. And the Rotari product, the Reuteri product, is a good example of that. That's an organism where they have actually studied it in a immunosuppressed population. So caution is the guideline. Any of you out there who are in your case, want an immunosuppressive drug or have received chemotherapy, HIV, AIDS, want to work very closely with your physician and be sure that you're taking a sensible approach to this using organisms that have been studied for safety.
Well, the product that you mentioned, is it the Primidopolis Reuterite?
Yes.
Is that something that has been studied specifically with regard to immunosuppressed patients?
Again, it has been looked at in people who were HIV positive and actually in a couple of cases AIDS, people who had full-blown AIDS and found not to, again, what we call translocate, in other words, pass through the GI tract. And you have to keep in mind that most of the studies that have been out there are case reports, and it's in a lot of cases the direct correlation between a probiotic and the side effects that Dr. Podell are talking about or the complications have been a little bit unclear. So we're still learning more about it, and again, as we evolve in using these things in larger and larger populations, we need to get smarter about which organisms are best for which populations. So the Rotari product would be a good product for somebody in your situation.
Thank you for the call, Estelle. Okay, let's talk to Walter from Queens. How can we help you today, Walter? Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, Walter, go ahead.
Well, I've had a stool problem for a couple of years. I have loose movement, and I have a lot of gas. I want to know, should I go into this
Sure. Well, before we answer your question, had you seen a gastroenterologist or a doctor about this?
I've seen lots of doctors, and none of them seem to be able to help. And I've taken some acidophilus, but not in the quantities that you seem to be talking about, 35 billion.
Right. Well, that might be a good option for you. What do you think, Dr. Brown?
Well, I think something like the Primadophilus Optima product might be a nice one to try. And again, we've had people in your situation. There are a lot of people out there that doctors, and Dr. Podell can comment on this certainly probably more than I can, but a lot of people out there with what are called functional bowel disorders, like irritable bowel syndrome is probably the most common one. Right. And you can't find anything when you go in and you look at people. And you know, oftentimes people who've used antibiotics a lot will end up with this. But
okay, Dr. Brown, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We do have to take a quick break, including a check on the traffic, but I do want to give you an opportunity to wind that up for Walter, and Dr. Podell also had a comment too. So, Walter, hang in there. We'll be right back to finish your answering your question. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid moisturizing cream, Celadrin, and Estra-C, are now available at Wilner Chemist's discount price, of course. This is Sam Forbes, and we'll be right back.
Decades of medical research demonstrate that free radicals in our body contribute to the aging process and cause a number of health problems. Antioxidants can neutralize these free radicals. You know about antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and the botanicals like grapeseed, green tea, pomegranate, pine bark, and others. Well, there is a new one available made from lychee extract, and it is actually more powerful than these. Quality of Life Labs has done years of research on this new antioxidant, oligonol. Lychee has been associated with good health in China for centuries, and studies support oligonol's benefit in combating many aging-related conditions. Research shows that oligonol improves the circulation and functions as a vasodilator, improves metabolic syndrome, improves skin, and helps combat fatigue. Oligonol, the super antioxidant from Quality of Life Labs, now available from Wilner Chemists.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Bill Powers.
And right now, as you hit the roads, traveling in New Jersey, we've got some problems in Kearney, Route 508 at 280, accident on the exit ramp, 287 southbound side at exit 57 in Oakland, an accident, and then over by exit 26, yet another crash still in the process of being cleared. In Clifton, Route 21 northbound at Route 3, snow still being cleared away, anticipate a slick ride. Five boroughs, eastbound side of the LIE, a bit slow. Woodhaven Boulevard into the Grand Central Parkway. Grand Central slowing. BQE to LaGuardia Airport. Then again into the Van Wyck. Westbound side a little bit sluggish into the fairgrounds. And the Belt Parkway slow. Rockaway Boulevard to the Van Wyck. Then again by the Mill Basin Drawbridge. Eastbound delays between Flatbush Avenue and Rockaway Parkway. Getting across the Hudson River. Not an issue. GW Bridge, Lincoln and Holland Tunnels all looking good. And your East River crossings moving well, although there are speed restrictions. This report is sponsored by Robitussin. Robitussin has customized formulas to help whatever symptoms come with your cold disappear. Robitussin works like magic on more than just mucus. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity. Testimonials and promises. Sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, Alive Organic Vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams of C in four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, who is talking to Walter from Queens. And I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, Dr. Brown, but Walter was talking about some intestinal difficulties and how probiotics may be helping him. Perhaps he needs a higher dosage.
Yeah, I know that Dr. Podell wanted to comment.
Well, it's basically, I'm very practical and pragmatic. It would be very reasonable to try, say, a month of the very high dose? The
Limitopolis Optima or the intensive.
Is what I'm ready for. The intensive, that's such a high dose, and I guess they were studying it and it's working, but, you know, each time we got to get used to the new levels.
Right.
Until recently, was still at the 1 to 2 billion level. So 35 is a big dose by current standards. It may help you. It may not. There is no reason, though, not to continue medical evaluation. But while you're doing that, there's very little downside to trying the Acidophilus, in my opinion.
Also, Dr. Brown, we haven't mentioned that. Let's say maybe if you're taking something like the Optima and you have a particularly a bad bout of diarrhea or intestinal problems, why not take two a day or one twice a day or divide it up? Is that
there'd be nothing wrong with doing that, to go ahead and try to taking it twice a day. And in some studies, actually, with things like irritable bowel syndrome,
right,
they've actually done twice a day dose.
Right. Right. Well, there's other things, Walter, that you may also want to consider. Digestive enzymes are something that often may be helpful with people with digestive difficulties. There's a possibility that you have what some alternative physicians call leaky gut syndrome. It's sort of difficult to diagnose. I would imagine most gastroenterologists don't really test for it, but it is or could be the culprit behind a lot of undiagnosed digestive problems, and that's where things like food allergy plays a role, in which probiotics would certainly be helpful, but also digestive enzymes, and also very good research on glutamine. Glutamine is a very helpful nutrient to help energize the cells in the gut and perhaps perform a better job acting as the barrier that they're supposed to do. Okay, so thanks for the question, Walter.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Hey, Sam, this brings to mind, we talk about people who have digestive problems like this a lot. We don't always bring into play things like milk thistle and support.
Liver support.
Liver support, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder whether we should do that more. You know, Nature's Way, of course, has one of the premier milk thistle products. Is milk thistle something that we should be talking about more than we do, Dr. Brown?
Well, I think, part of the problem is that Dr. Podell can jump in any time also, is that when we start to isolate and focus on one body system, we have to realize that there's, when we talk about the gastrointestinal tract and digestion, the liver is involved, the proper digestive enzymes, production of those is involved. It's all integrated, and you bring up a good fact that oftentimes if liver health or the liver's ability to process, particularly as a detoxifying organ, is not functioning correctly, then you can take all the probiotics you want and you may still have problems. So, again, I think it's one of the reasons why people in that area are lucky to have somebody like Dr. Podell, because somebody like Walter that was on the phone coming into Dr. Podell, there would be a look at
right,
the entire body system, digestion, diet, exercise, those sorts of things that all play into overall digestive health.
Well, forgetting Dr. Podell for the moment.
Thank you, Don.
I'm just, you know that I was tongue in cheek.
I know.
you know, if you go to Europe, but to France especially, for example, your liver is sort of included in almost everything, in almost every diagnosis. And I know that Dr. Brown knows this well because of some of his work in herbal products.
I thought you were going to talk about foie gras or something.
Well, maybe that's the reason. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, they look, they really kind of treat that that organ, as if it's the middle of almost everything that they do, and I'm just wondering if maybe we're kind of missing the boat a little bit on that. I mean, something like the milk thistle products or liver support products. I don't know. Maybe we should be looking at those sort of like we're looking at using probiotic supplements.
Right. I think that, again, the probiotics really lend themselves well to sort of a good overall wellness program, much like we talk about essential fatty acids, multivitamin, mineral types of things. So I think of them more sort of in that area. And then, again, you may bring up a very good point, because if a person does have impaired liver function, they're not detoxifying substances out of their body correctly, and it affects digestion and those sorts of things. So, I think that's an area where, you know, seeing somebody who has an integrative medicine practice, if you're seeing a gastroenterologist, you're not getting anywhere, I agree with Dr. Podell to continue to work in trying to find out, you know, what's the underlying cause. But looking at these different systems is not something that mainstream medicine normally does. Everybody has a tendency to focus in one area and not look at the whole picture.
Well, suppose someone, they've seen their doctor for a routine checkup and their liver function tests come up normal. Would it be advisable to take a milk thistle supplement even if there doesn't appear to be anything wrong?
So what if they worked at a dry cleaning?
Exactly. Dry cleaners. Absolutely. No, but you listen, I mean, it's not a joke. People do work in environments where
people walk down the street, like in Manhattan. I mean, they probably...
Absolutely. It's not really a joke. I mean, people do. I mean, how about these people who work in nail salons breathing in fumes, all day long?
I mean, the hard truth is that nobody's done these studies, and that people have to decide whether they want to err on the side of doing more or doing less. And in theory, it makes sense to use milk thistle for people that are exposed to environmental toxins. But we're all exposed to environmental toxins. So some people who are oriented toward natural treatments would say, well, maybe we should all take it. Other people will say, well, I don't think we should recommend anything until it's absolutely proved. And there the issue is, while they've done studies on hepatitis, I don't, as far as I know, Don can comment, they haven't really done studies on, you know, healthy dry cleaners.
Right. The problem is whenever you do a clinical study, there's a defined endpoint that's usually looked at. And so that's hard to do because this gray area of liver dysfunction is not a well-defined area. And what I always tell people is that if you're going to do that as a safety mechanism, milk thistle is certainly a good choice because it's certainly safe. It's not going to hurt you. The one thing that they have done, Dr. Podell, is to do a lot of safety studies in it with healthy people and found that it doesn't cause any harm. And so that would be first and foremost, but you're right. I think, you know, people need to decide, you know, are they going to use it as an insurance policy? Probably not any hard data out there that's going to say it's definitively going to do this.
Okay. I'm going to go on to the – go ahead, Don.
Well, I was going to say, that's enough in milk thistle. Let's get back to the phones. But you had something you wanted to
– Well, yeah, I really want to point out a product by Nature's Way that I really like, and that's the Super Thistlin. That combines some really terrific ingredients for total detoxification. It includes a certain components of the cruciferous vegetables along with NAC and lipoic acid and some thistlin. So it's a really terrific product, Super Thistlin from Nature's Way. I really like that one. Okay, Lucy from Brooklyn, you've been waiting to talk to us. What's your question today?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I was diagnosed with H. pylori, and they gave me the 12-day antibiotic regimen. What would be a good How would I take the...
So you had the diagnosis for H. pylori, and you're taking the 12-day antibiotic regimen.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Podell,
first question, is it working?
They just prescribe it to me. I want to start taking it, but I don't want to
I mean, I think it would be very reasonable to add a lactobacillus product because we have good reason to think that it is effective. And that one of the things about H. pylori is the reason why they give such a complicated regime of two or three antibiotics is because it develops resistance very easily. So the strategic approach is to try and hit it all at once with as many different things as you can and then to get it resolved. So I would add it. Even though, again, we know that it is effective. Nobody's really looked at. And if you combine it with antibiotics, is it more effective?
Yeah, but let me jump in, Dr. Podell, because one of the things that has been shown both in adults and in children being treated for H. pylori with now what's usually the triple antibiotic therapy is the fact that taking a probiotic supplement at the same time reduces the side effects and actually the outcomes, in other words, the eradication of the H. pylori is superior to people who aren't taking the probiotic. They're just
right.
taking the antibiotic regime alone. So don't, in other words, the takeaway message is go ahead and do the treatment. It's probably the best thing out there for getting rid of the H. pylori, but certainly the outcome and the amount of side effects that you're going to have, the side effects are going to be reduced, the outcome is going to be improved using a probiotic.
Which one is a good one to take?
Well, I would be a real big fan of the intensive, the Nature's Way, the Primidophilus intensive product. So take that while you're taking the antibiotics and then take it for another 10 days after you stop. And then you can go on just a regular, you know, probiotic.
And let's clarify, when is she going to take it and at what time of day against the antibiotic?
Ideally, it's good if you can take it about 3 to 4 hours away from the antibiotic. For some people, that's difficult. If that ends up being difficult, just take the probiotic. Just, you know, get it in your system. And, you know, I get asked by parents a lot about, you know, with children, you know, if the kid's adverse to taking another pill during the day or some powder that looks strange to them, just mm-hmm. get it in them while they're taking the antibiotic. But usually about 3 to 4 hours is what most probiotic experts say is enough time away from the antibiotic.
So take it after you take the antibiotic.
Yeah, well, Lucy, what Dr. Brown is, you know, he's pointing out is that, you know, if you're taking an antibiotic which kills microbes, the problem is it also may kill the probiotics. We want to separate the benefits of the antibiotic. You take it at one time of day, and hours later you'll take the probiotic, the intensive later.
Well, Sam, if I could just mention one other thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
You, but the another thing that's really interesting, they did a study with 15 people where they were taking the standard treatment for
right.
H. pylori, measured levels of lactobacilli and bifidobacteria, and it was eradicated by up to 90%, over 90% was gone when they measured it. People who took the probiotics during that regimen only went down by about 30 to 40%. So even though you're getting some kill off by the antibiotic, it's not eradicating everything. And
wow.
So it's a good insurance policy.
Okay. All right, Lucy. Well, good luck. Thanks for the call. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for us and for Dr. Brown. We'd love to hear from you. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell. And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, after this.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs.
Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
That's right, and that special incentive to try this product from Wilner Chemists, Wilner's is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or the 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from NT Factors, folks, at 30% off.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
It's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Well, Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potency, zinc, selenium oleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infection is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. The plus in Andrographis Plus refers to amla or Indian gooseberry, a rich source of vitamin C. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemists in cooperation with your health care professional.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, Don Goldberg, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And we're getting back to your questions. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We've got a couple of lines open, so give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Sarah from Manhattan. How can we help you today, Sarah?
Yes, hi. I have two questions, one about the probiotics and the other about milk thistle. For probiotic bacteria, I wanted to know what are the good foods that would, like, encourage them in your gut. I use whole grains and fruits and vegetables and sprouted beans. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of thing that would, you know, help them sort of be happy and foster in your stomach?
Yeah, absolutely. Fiber in the diet has been shown to, particularly the bifidobacteria and the colon, really like fiber from the diet as sort of a fuel source to help them grow. So you're definitely on the right track. Also, things like if you like it, kimchi or any of the fermented types of products, you know, even yogurt is real friendly to the environment for those bacteria. But yeah, the fibers and a diversity of fiber in the diet is real good for probiotics.
Fantastic. And the other thing, I use a lot of your products, and I use the super thistlin, the standardized thistlin, and the milk thistle. I wanted to know. I was watching a health show, and they said that they thought it was best. I take it, you know, because I live in Manhattan's toxic environment. They said it was better if you took it for 6 weeks and then, like, stopped taking it for a month and then took it for 6 weeks again, that it would work better. And I wanted your feedback on that.
Well, most of the studies that have been done, again, have been done with people who are sick.
I'm healthy.
The closest thing to wellness has been looking at people who have been consuming large amounts of alcohol, which I don't know if that's a wellness study, but the fact that taking milk thistle continuously over a period of several months. I think I believe it was 6 to 9 months, and this study demonstrated benefits. So the indications are is that it's fine to take it on an ongoing basis, and there's certainly no precedence for starting and stopping it that I'm aware of. I don't know if Dr. Podell has an opinion on that.
No. I mean, I agree, basically.
So I could just take it daily, and it should, because that's what I've been doing for the past year, is like I take it daily, like 2 caps a day.
Yeah, this one is part of my daily regimen. I take it on a daily basis, and I'm one of those people that likes to opt on the err on the side of keeping my liver healthy. So yeah, something certainly that's there's no problem with that, no harm in that, and most of the studies have said better probably benefits from taking on a daily basis. Again, when you look at healthy people, we're not quite sure, but there's nothing that I see out there that says start and stop it.
There's a lot of milk thistle products on the market, and Nature's Way has been distributing this Thistlin product, I believe from Germany, for a while now. What makes the Thistlin so good?
It's the premier product because of the fact that the active compound, which is the silymarin, it's a complex, flavonoid complex, is better absorbed in the Thistlin product than other comparable standardized milk thistle products. And it's also been clinically studied as well. So those two factors are really what kind of put it, heads and shoulders above the other products.
It's the one I usually recommend. Go ahead, Dr.
Yeah, I want to make a compliment to Nature's Way as a company in general. And, Don, correct me if I have my facts wrong, but Nature's Way is also very heavily involved in the European, particularly the German market. The standards of quality that are imposed by the governments there are higher than ours, and so that we in America are the benefit of all the expertise that Nature's Way has developed in Europe. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. That is an accurate statement. And I think, what that implies as medical professionals, both of us, is that not only is there standards for effectiveness, but also standards for safety, too, which is a big one. So, yes, that is true.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Okay, let's see if we can answer Anna's question from the Bronx. Anna, can we help you?
Yes, I hope so. I've been suffering with both constipation and diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Early this year, I started with the constipation. In the morning, I couldn't get the feces out, nearly fainted. Then once they came out, I would start with the diarrhea maybe 6 times. I can't go anyplace until the afternoon, until all this is over. So I called the gastroenterologist that I had a colonoscopy with 3 times in the past 15 years. Because I'm 87, he didn't want to do a colonoscopy, so he analyzed the feces, nothing was wrong. Then he sent me for a CAT scan, an MRI, an EGD, and finally, a week ago, he did a colonoscopy. None of these turned up anything, but he told me that he thinks the difficulty is that the muscles in my colon are not strong enough to push everything out at once. I asked him what I could do, and he said, well, not much, just take Miller's Bran. So I called my own doctor, and he said, that's not satisfactory. I'm going to talk to him. He's got to give you something. Over the past year, I have been on Miralax, stool softener, Tux, fiber, and nothing works.
Well, I mean, it sounds difficult, but go ahead, Dr. Podell.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that he probably has looked at. For instance, are there any medicines that are messing you up? Are there any foods that you're sensitive to? But not knowing that, I think it's fair to say that a trial of the lactobacillus at a fairly high dose is a reasonable thing to try. What you're describing sounds like what they call irritable bowel syndrome. And it's very difficult for people in various ways. Lactobacillus seems to help that.
Right. And, there are also a lot of products on the market that also may help, but you could work with your physician. There was that Bowel Soothe product that you and Arnie picked up, Don, I thought was a pretty good one. That was a few years ago. And, we've had a number of people who told us it sort of helps with that problem. But so, some other fiber products, perhaps the Bowel Soothe, and a good probiotic that Dr. Podell says. All right, Anna, thanks for the question. All right, we're going to have to take a short break. This is Wilner Window, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
All right, everybody. Well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you enjoyed it as well. Sorry we couldn't get to your questions. You're invited to visit us at either one of our two Wilner Chemist stores in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, a block south from Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. We want to thank our guest, Dr. Don Brown. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you all next week. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.